I understand we've only won 4 games in the last 2 years and only won 1 last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. We're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Oh, you smell that, Gerard, my friend? That's home cooking. And finally, your Cleveland Browns have returned along the lakeshore for a date against the Jacksonville Jaguars at First Energy Stadium on Sunday. Good afternoon, or I should say good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, okay, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Kenneth, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. I'm glad you asked me, so I didn't have any awkward, well, I'm doing fine. Well, you didn't ask me about that. Let me ask you about the four downs. Let's get it started off, my friend.
First down.
Recapping the Lions game, a tough one. The Browns played well throughout most of it. Had some topsy-turvy moments there late in the fourth quarter and into the third quarter as well. But let's start with one of the big positives, the thoughts on DeShone Kizer's play throughout that game on Sunday, bud.
Well, you definitely liked and you were encouraged what you saw from a passing standpoint. Decision-making-wise, there were some things that I had issue with, in particular what took place at the end, prior to the end of the half. That's something that he's going to have to address for his decision-making now. It hasn't been made crystal clear whose decision it was. Was it an audible or was it a coach's call? But if it, either way it goes, you don't want to have that type of play take place being 2.5 yards away from the end zone and trying to run a quarterback sneak.
Well, I know Hugh put it on himself. And if Coach wants to put it on himself, then Coach can put it on himself. I know what I saw, and I think I saw a young rookie make a big mistake.
Yes.
I don't think that a man, I don't know how old Hugh is, but a man who is of certainly advanced age of 21 and has been with the league for that long and has seen football for that long would make a call like that. And that's one of the things that we have to deal with. It was not the best call to make. As a young rookie and certainly trying to call his own number, we can look at him and say, well, you got spunk. Well, if you have spunk, you better convert on something like that. And that was a costly mistake for that football team. But other than that, I thought he played real well, Gerard.
No, he threw the football very well, yeah. Ken. There was moments where you were saying, yes, this is encouraged. You can build around this. And things were going in a positive direction. And you were, again, encouraged by what you saw from a throwing standpoint.
And buddy, I don't mean to bucket mouth Cody Kessler here, but I also think that we did see glimpses of how this team can play, because I do think Detroit, some people disagree with me, I think Detroit can be a real good football team.
Okay.
And I think we saw glimpses of what this team can do with consistent, strong quarterbacking when you don't have to worry about the most important position, because I think DeShone made the right reads. I thought that he checked through his progressions well throughout most of the football game, and I thought he did the right thing. And again, I don't mean to bucket mouth Cody Kessler, but you see that Cody is a backup. And when he was in for the two series, that's when things started to get a bit shaky. They gave up points on the ensuing drives, and that's what put the game out of reach for the Cleveland Browns. Now, that's on the defense. The defense didn't show up the way we wanted it to. There's always something missing on a team that's still looking for its first win in 2017, but I found it a little bit more easily explainable than some of the other ones.
Right, and then when you go back to what took place in the second half, you come out the gate, you start fast. We've been asking for that and requiring that. We finally saw glimpses, actually, of the offense clicking, moving, having production, getting positive plays. So, yes, that was a move in the right direction as far as a maturation question about DeShone Kizer's concern, that you saw plays being made, and it wasn't a situation where you felt that he needed to be replaced by one of the backups, being a Kessler or Hogan.
What did you think happened with the defense in the second half? Why did things get away from him?
I think just a combination of being on the football field a lot and just, again, when that takes place, teams figure things out, and let's just be frank and real here. First half, the Detroit Lions were playing disinterested football. They were, for the most part, sleepwalking, and then when we didn't take advantage of the opportunities that we had, they decided to get into the football and more involved, and their offense came alive, and then they started making plays. And we can't forget, they have playmakers. Tate is and his dynamic duo, buddy in crime, or partner in crime, rather, yeah. They're one of the most prolific wide receiver tandems in the game right now, so you got to give credit where credit's due.
Oh, they've been exceptionally good so far this year, and you've seen Matt Stafford throw the ball all over the place. They ran the ball pretty well, too. That was a bit of a surprising thing. So sometimes you get gashed, and I think that's what happened a little bit. They were able to hem that off a little bit throughout the game, but Matt Stafford did what Matt Stafford does, and he was able to stand back there and let her fly. The rush was around. It didn't bring him down the way they wanted him to. You're going to have more of that against the Jacksonville Jaguars because Blake Bortles is a quarterback that you can shake. More on that coming up in just a moment, but let's get to second down.
Second down.
Well, it looks as though, as I'm looking at the rotation right now and I'm looking at the injury report, that Corey Coleman might be able to make his return coming up on Sunday. How much does he add to this wide receiver corps that desperately needs some talent?
It adds immensely because from the standpoint of you actually have a threat, the idea that there is someone who can get over the top of a defender or the defense in general, so that helps the cause because you're going to have to pay some semblance of attention to the fact that Corey is capable of being a deep ball receiver. So with that, that will hopefully free up Crowell and company, Duke that being, to get opportunities to not face 7, 8, and 9 man fronts because the defense, you hope, will respect the fact that Corey, and hopefully he will, beat them over the top.
Yeah, you know that Deshaun really wants to let it fly. He was able to let it fly in the very first drive with Sammy Coates back on Sunday. That was a nice play on there, and they were able to get a field goal out of that one. But you know that he's want to be able to go deep on the out and up to Corey Coleman as well. I think it might be a possibility, but first things first, you got to make sure that Corey's healthy. It is a concern about his health. He's had hamstring issues. He's had two broken hands so far throughout the first two seasons of his NFL career. So you're hoping that here for the next 7 games, not only can you make some hay and get some good play out of him, you want to see him be healthy through the next 7 games. It brings us to third down.
Third down.
Deshaun Gibson's comments, they were a little bit polarizing. Can this be bulletin board material for a young football team?
Yes and no. And it depends on how deep you want to get with it. Because on some levels, if you listen to his comments, it sounded to me that he was taking more shots at the organization and saved a little bit of his fire for the players themselves. But when you're complimentary of guys and saying that you feel for them because you've been in their position, it's hard if you listen to it in its entirety to walk away from it saying that he was being disrespectful to the football team. But if you want to take bits and pieces from it, yes, you can make anything to become slander in a situation which they're being, you feel like you're being disrespected. But when you
player to player, okay, player to player, what's the line of trash talk then?
Player to player, you stink, you're no good. Pac-Man Jones, that's disrespectful. What he said about the Browns,
well, he brought props into it.
Yeah, that's last year. Well, I ain't even talking about last year. I'm talking about what he said this year.
I'll talk about both years if you want to.
Yeah, so that's disrespectful. When he start actually calling you out and saying that I think you suck and that you don't play, that question your manhood, that's one thing. But to say that you're going to go 0-16, yeah, you're questioning guys, but it's not as direct and it's not as offensive as flat out saying that doesn't look like a desperate football team out there and you can't win with them. That's way more disrespectful than what Gibson had to say.
So should they be using this as motivation?
Yes, you use whatever you can use.
Exactly. I think you do whatever you possibly can. You heard Doug Marrone's comments about it earlier today. He was less than coy about it, but also certainly telling that he had a conversation about it.
Right.
So
no, you don't want to give your opponent – you don't want to give your opponent anything. What he should have done, this being Gibson, was kept it at the organization and not had anything to say about the actual playing of the games, but kept it with the organization. Then that way you can actually do some psychological warfare and start having guys buy into the idea that, yeah, I can't win. That's what you want to do, but he didn't do that, obviously. So he missed that chance to fulfill that type of, narrative.
What was Bill like?
Oh, Bill don't play that.
Like there, like, I don't imagine him being okay with talking to the media at all for players.
Well, no, the whole thing.
I mean,
is
anything.
You never,
like, hey, how's your day? Like,
you
no, don't
never
talk to
give
him.
The opponent a reason. You never give him a reason to be more motivated and add fuel to the fire because the disrespect card being played can have some impact on guys because you can't forget this game is about being physical and about making someone bend to your will. And if you're upset and angry with someone, your resolve can be greater because you don't want to prove them right. So when you do and say certain things, here's what they think about you. They think you're losers. You're going to go about your business to prove that wrong if you are a true competitor.
Yeah, there's got to be something deeper.
It's emotion and desire and will. And the key to all that is, can you break someone's will? Do you want it more than them? Are you going to give greater effort than them? Are you willing to be disciplined and pay attention and execute more than them? And if you do those things, mesh with the talent that you do have, that's how you win football games from a collective standpoint.
Let's get the fourth down.
Fourth down.
It's time to preview the Jaguars. I didn't write this question, so don't get crazy with me. Well, we'll see what Gerard has to say. Is Blake Bortles, almost would need to clench my teeth and say this. Is Blake Bortles a top 12 NFL quarterback?
Well, here goes some bulletin board material. Blake Bortles is not a top 12 quarterback, in my opinion. Every week seems like to me that he puts his team in a position of desperation in which they are struggling to get in games and stay on top of games because of poor decision making and poor quarterback play on his part.
Like last week against the Colts?
Exactly.
That was a rough one. Marquise Lee barely almost gave it up. Then Blake Bortles almost gave it up. I mean, everybody and their brother wanted to give that game up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's ranked 20th in passing yards right now. So, I mean, it's not the worst. Jacoby Brissett is 14th. I thought we were going to have an argument like Jacoby Brissett. I go, man, I have no idea what he's going to say about Blake Bortles. So, all right, let's see what he has to say. So, thank goodness you have some sense there.
I have sense in other areas as well, along with Jacoby Brissett.
I know, I'm just messing with you. Is this the best defense the Browns are going to face all season?
Oh, goodness, that's a great question.
It's a good defense.
Yeah, it's a really good defense. And you can make the argument, yes, because that's one of the reasons why they're winning
these
games.
They got some dudes over there.
Because their defense is balling out, and that secondary is no joke.
In the words of the great Steve Adazio at Boston College, you need guys to be dudes, and they got some dudes over on that side of the ball. They can play some defense now. I think that this is, yeah, by season's end, this might rank, you are what you are. It's week 11, so I think that this is right up there. I mean, this is a good defense. You got Malik Jackson. Marcel Darius can be a dude when he wants to be. It just depends on what day of the week it is.
Right.
Telvin Smith talks a lot of trash, but I think he's been helped out by Calais Campbell. I say it like the Oldsmobile, but Calais Campbell. And then, of course, Miles Jack. Jalen Ramsey plays very, very well. Even Barry Church has helped out. The guy they picked up from the Cowboys, Barry Church has really been able to help out. You know, it's a weird Jaguars football team where they had Gus Bradley. What, a 5-win team, a 3-win team, a 4-win team, then a 3-win team where he was let go of, almost to the end of the season he made and then was let go of right before the end of the season last year. Gus Bradley was. He was 2-14 when they were 2-14 last year, 3-13 last year, so it was very difficult for him. And now this team seems to be rolling. What was the change? Was it just the change in attitude, culture, Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin?
I say it's a change in culture because you brought something different in the building. They were relying on another way of doing things, and they bought full into Coughlin's way of doing things. Because Coughlin's way of doing things are old to the old school. You got to be there 15 minutes early to be on time. And then Marrone is one of his disciples, so it all makes sense going back to the Syracuse days.
Is this part of it where, gosh, you know, you have that many high picks for that long, there's got to be a time where it eventually clicks and you're eventually good. Yeah, I mean, you got to hit on the picks. You can
hit
on
the picks, but at some point, too, you still got to put that out there and make sure that effort is concerted and going in the right direction as well and all on board and on the same page and doing things necessary to get a job done. Because, again, you can have a bunch of talent, but that amalgamation of talent doesn't mean it's going to produce a fine product.
That's true. That's very true. All right, that is Four Downs. Coming up a little bit later on, there's so much to come up a little bit later on. We'll, of course, have the voice of your Browns, Jim Donovan. We'll preview the Jacksonville Jaguars, tell you a little bit more about them. We'll go inside the locker room, get reaction about some spicy comments that happened earlier this week. Jack Racino is the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. When you bring your 2017 home game ticket stubs to Jack, you can win free play, Jack points, dining offers, and so much more. Stop by weekly through January 1st to participate. All that and more, but coming up next, we sit down with Browns center J.C. Treader. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here. And I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown, exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
You're invited to check out the new Aloft Cleveland Downtown Hotel. Stay and play in the heart of the business and entertainment district of downtown Cleveland, only minutes away from First Energy Stadium. Amp up your visit with easy access to Cleveland's top attractions, including a free pass to the East Bank Fitness Club, fast and free Wi-Fi, and Loft-inspired guest rooms. Book now at AloftClevelandDowntown.com for the best rates, guaranteed. Aloft Cleveland Downtown. Different by design.
In 1964... Arby's first brought the beef with their roast beef sandwich. Then in 1978, beef met in cheddar and an instant classic was born. Then we did nothing for like a generation. But then In 2017, we added bacon. New bacon, beef, and cheddars. 2 for $6. Arby's, we have the meats.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Hi, it's Homer from Blind & Sons. Do you have a noisy furnace or AC? Thermostat problems? Bigger utility bills? Yikes! Get cozy with a brand new furnace from Blind & Sons for just $92 a month. Or a matching furnace and AC for just $149 a month. I love those guys. Trust Blind & Sons with all of your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. Visit blindandsons.com or call Blind & Sons at 753-7711.
Orchestras have conductors, teams have captains, and businesses have CDW. CDW provides services for cloud, data center, security, collaboration, and mobility. And they have local offices with engineers and solutions architects orchestrating IT solutions that help companies get more from their IT. Let CDW focus on the IT business so you can grow your business. CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/services.
Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and 8 more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back in Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry, the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns Jaguars coming up on Sunday at the stadium. And to get you set for that one, as well as give his thoughts on life, Browns center, Akron, New York's favorite son, J.C. Treader, joins us on the show. Almost said Akron, Ohio. And I had to switch it to Akron, New York. It wasn't until I talked to you during training camp that I even knew there was an Akron, New York.
Yeah, small town.
What's the population?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I had 120 in my graduating class.
That's not bad.
So, you know, a decent size, but that gives you a little taste. I couldn't tell you the full population, though.
No, that's still not bad. You were a quarterback in high school.
Correct.
Okay, what type of quarterback were you?
I ran quite a bit.
You were a running quarterback?
Yeah.
Wow. So what type of offense did you guys run?
We spread it out. Ran a lot of quarterback runs, so it was fun. I miss getting the ball a little bit. You know, that was one of the toughest parts about switching offensive line. Obviously, I touch the ball every play, but it's not the fun touching of the ball.
Yeah, it's not the fun type. Yeah, I understand that. So what switched you to center?
I went quarterback in high school, tight end my first 2 years in college, then left tackle my last 2 years in college, and then center once I got to the NFL.
Well, don't take this the wrong way. Cornell is a academic institution.
You don't see him as a football powerhouse?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, well, you know, because I've heard of kids going to Ohio State, and, well, your body does this, so we're going to change you up, and you're going to change your diet and do this. I don't see you switching from quarterback to tight end, left tackle, center.
Yep.
All throughout that, did your body just naturally change? They went, well, maybe we see you doing this now.
Well, I came in at same height, you know, 6'4", 235. And then they wanted me to move to offensive line pretty much right away. I fought it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then finally made the move after my year.
What was your protest?
What do you mean?
Oh, just, you obviously, you said you fought it, you disagreed.
Yeah.
It's okay to disagree.
Not
protest, like you were just so upset you walked off the field or anything like that, but were you just like, nah, I see myself doing something different?
Yeah, they asked, I think, the first time they officially asked was right before our homecoming game. At this point, I was still, you know, 6'4", 237 by this time, so still, you know, even for the Ivy League, a small offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And they said, like, hey, you know, we have our homecoming game coming up. We want you to be the starting left guard. And I was like, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I'm gonna pass. And
can do that at a place like Cornell.
I don't think, luckily I'm not on scholarship, so they don't really have anything to yank away. I don't think they were too happy with my decision, but you know, I really wanted to give tight end a try. You know, that's what.
So they didn't force you to go left guard. They kept you where you were.
Yeah, they let me stay there for tight end for 2 years, and then eventually we came to an agreement in the after my sophomore year that I'd make the move.
What was the agreement?
Well, we had a really talented quarterback there. He was a freshman, a year younger than me, and we just couldn't protect him. And by that time, I was 251 at tight end, so I was getting bigger just naturally.
Yeah.
And the decision was made just to move to offensive line. I thought that could help the team, and I thought it could give me a better chance to make it to the next level. So I think once that got you know, put in front of me, I think it was the right move in the end.
How much do you weigh now?
The media guy lists me at 307, right around there, maybe a little lighter. Yeah. Maybe a little lighter.
That's okay. Well, I mean, good God, Mark Stemnoski was a small guy. So, I mean, let's not get crazy. So is it tough for you to keep that weight on?
No, I think I've got a good system. I'm very routine oriented where, you know, I work with, you know, our nutritionist here does a great job and kind of getting a routine of what to eat, when to eat it, and pretty much just stick to that every day. So my big problem is when there's change in the schedule. So obviously, like, London was a big wrench in my
goodness,
my
yes.
routine with the flights and being on a different, you know, time really throws stuff like that off. So things like that's really the biggest hurdle to get over when you're a smaller offensive lineman who, you know, isn't, you know, easily 320. But a lot of that you just have to, like, you know, really focus on your weight and make mm-hmm. sure you're eating enough and you're maintaining your weight throughout the season.
I think you'd probably rather have the problem you have where you have to gain it instead of have to, like, I don't mean anything nasty about Hank Fraley, the former Brom, but like you see some chubbos and it's like, it's going to be hard to take that off someday. Where you might find yourself in a Nick Hardwick scenario where yeah. maybe when you're done, you slim down a little bit.
Yeah. I think my guess is whenever I decide to stop playing, I think I can get down to what weight I want to be at, probably around 230, 240 in 2 months tops.
2 months?
Yeah.
So that's a good, well, 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah, so I think it'll come off pretty easy.
What are you going to do? Do you know what you would do?
What to lose it?
Yeah,
If I just stopped eating as much as I do, I think I'll trim right down.
Do you have a lot of peanut butter and stuff like that? Or
We do things with... I'm a big fan of, like, Muscle Muffins. Little plug for Lenny okay. and Larry Company.
No problem at all, yes.
Muscle Muffins, phenomenal. Just little snacks, Chobani yogurts, things like that, making sure to keep the metabolism going throughout the day and just keep feeding the body.
J.C. Treader joining us on the show, a very smart man indeed. What was your GPA, Cornell?
I want to say it was like a 3.4.
It's not bad. So. I had a 3-1, but I was at I had a 3-3, but I was at Akron. It's not necessarily Cornell. It's still a fine school. Don't look at me like that. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the PR of it. Okay, I got to ask you about Aaron Rodgers here, real quickly. Okay. Do you get a chance to reach out to him when he gets hurt, or are you just too busy in your season? Or, you know, how did you feel about that injury?
You know, it's tough. I reached out to a lot of the guys out there just because I know, you know, the expectation there is every year, you know, you have a shot to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of guys there, you know, it's tough, obviously, for Aaron to get through. But even the guys just, you know, obviously, you know, you still go out there trying to win. But that's just a huge shot to your team.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So really just reaching out to those guys and, you know, sending my, you know, my best and my regards. But I stay in touch with most of those guys, you know, talk to them once or twice a week, pretty much for all the guys out there. So that's just a tough thing to go through.
You're in Cleveland. TJ Lang is in Detroit. Mm-hmm. He just played the Lions, but he was out because of the concussion.
Yep.
Do you still keep in contact with him?
Yeah, I got to see. They actually have a bunch of former Packers on the Lions right now. So I got to see Donnie Barclay, who was another offensive lineman who just got signed there the week before. Got to talk to TJ for about 15, 20 minutes before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Aberderis, Kyrie Thornton. Yeah. So I got to see a bunch of guys who I got to play with. So I think that's one of the fun things about being in the NFL, you know, now my fifth year is, you know, guys change teams and you get to see, you know, friends and people you went to battle with, you know, years in the past that you get to see again, you know, as they move on to different teams and you move on to different teams. And it's just, you know, it's the same thing. Anybody who's played a sport, you know, the guys you share that locker room with, you know, the moment you see them, it just comes right back. You know, you're buddies again. It's like you didn't miss a day. So it's always a great experience to see guys you haven't seen in a while.
Are you a fan of Pro Football Focus? Because TJ Lang isn't.
I think they do their best with what they know. Obviously, they don't know our assignments. They don't know what we're taught. They don't know what we're coached to do. So I think there's a place for it. I don't think it's the end-all, be-all of especially offensive line grading, because I think it's a little different. You can judge, you know, accuracy. Even that, you don't know if there's a miscommunication. The receiver ran the route too deep, too short. Is it on the quarterback? Is it on the receiver? So I think they do their best with what they can see and what they can make an educated guess towards what's right and wrong. But I don't think they 100% know. So I think when people look at the grades and say, like, oh, that's what it is, it's not exactly what it
You're
is.
You're very nice about this, because most offensive linemen are they put it in terms that aren't as nice as what you just did.
I try my best.
Yeah, they don't like it as much as you. Joe Thomas at first was going to. He was asked about it, and then they're like, "Well, to Pro Football Focus, you're the greatest offensive lineman who ever lived, who ever played the game, not just the first, but the greatest." So he's like, "Okay, well then, fine."
Exactly.
You know. But yeah, a lot of offensive linemen are not big fans of the
website.
Yeah,
if they grade you well, they 100% know what they're doing. If they grade you poorly, they have no idea what they're doing. I think it's somewhere in between those, though.
But. Absolutely. You have a very supportive family. Obviously, you like that. Is that an important thing for an NFL player? Or is that, at least, does it help that much, I guess?
I mean, I just, you know, even in college, they made it out to all 40 of my games. Never missed a game, home or away.
From New York, now that...
So, I mean, they obviously, Buffalo to Cornell is 2.5 hours.
Okay.
But even, you know, Harvard... Dartmouth, you know, any away game, they took the drive out there. So it's just always been that way. And it's something I try not to take for granted, because I've just been so used to it for so long. But it's great to have such a great support system. And, you know, I've got my parents. My sister's awesome. You know, she does so much traveling to come to as many games as she can. And it's just great to have that support.
Did they get to many games when you were in Green Bay?
Yeah, so they made it to almost... I think all the home games in Green Bay. So they'd fly to Chicago, rent a car, and drive up to Green Bay. And then they'd make it to a lot of the games they can drive to. So, you know, Detroit they can get to, Chicago they could get to, Minnesota they could get to. And then any other games that kind of came in that area. Obviously the West Coast games and the South games were the tough ones, but we didn't play too many of those. But, you know, it's impressive how many games they're able to get to.
Some centers have a very close relationship with the quarterback. Some don't. It's just natural either way. He's a rookie. Deshaun is a rookie. You're an experienced veteran who had time with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship like with Deshaun? Are you a shoulder for him to lean on in case he needs anything? How would you describe it?
I think we've got a really good relationship. I think that's something I learned in Green Bay. You'd have a lot of private conversations with Aaron about, you know, how do you want to block this? You know, and then... You know, my goal with Aaron was, even with, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, was give me something to take off your shoulders. So if this is how you want to block this look, I've got it. Forget about it. I'll handle it. Think about something else. So that's the same thing I try to do with Deshaun, is I want to take as much off his brain as possible. Mm-hmm. So I talk to him throughout the week. When we see this look, where do you want us to get to? If that's where you want us to get to, I'll get to there. Don't worry about it. So that's really my goal as a center, is getting a really good rapport with the quarterback, so I could be, you know, I want to think the same way he thinks, so he doesn't have to go through all of those processes as they go through the game, and they can just focus on whether they really want to dial on the coverages. They don't have to worry about the protection unit. I want to take the protection unit off their shoulders.
And you know how to say processes, which is a nice one. I didn't learn that in my school. JC, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the best.
Appreciate it.
JC Treader joining us on the show. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the Jaguars. They're coming to town on Sunday. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236.
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder. You may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 months supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.com.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1395. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1395. Again, that's 1-800-400-1395.
Sweeping left side, 10-5, touchdown, and the Buckeyes win it in overtime.
Cleveland sports fans, we're where you want to be. ESPN 850 WKNR.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Jack, it's the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. At Jack, you are in 15 times faster those points than anywhere else in town. Make sure you play today. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. And Gerard, let's go inside the locker room. Sean Gibson and his comments and the reaction from the Browns to his comments. And Sean Gibson, first off, about the Browns and how they'll probably go 1-6 or 0-16 this season.
You look at it, man, it sucks because they got good players on the team that probably never get the due that they deserve. Isaiah Crowell, Christian Kirksey, guys like that who probably never get the due that they deserve because they're playing for an 0-9 team, probably an 0-16 team, realistically.
Gerard?
Yeah, well, the probably saved them. When he said realistically, that just added fuel to the fire.
Wrong.
Because up to that point in time, he was doing good.
Spicy comment to make there, kind of just putting it out there. Well, it's odd because he says he speaks about the front office, but you're speaking directly about the team right there.
Yeah, right there. That's when he made the transition.
Those are guys that you say. He did clarify his comments today with the media on why he thinks the Jags will shut out the Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
It wasn't a shot, like I said. I think that this defense is the best defense in the National Football League. And unless you have a Tom Brady at the helms, I feel like any given team against us, we can pitch a shutout.
Well, I know he says it's not a shot, but it's kind of a shot.
Well, all I know is he said Tom Brady. So you can't go wrong with that answer when you're referring questions my way.
I'm surprised you aren't ready to fight him because he actually said the name Tom Brady. As far as I'm to know, you're not allowed to put his name coming out of your mouth without your express written consent. I've always heard that.
He tried to clarify, but at the same time, he had to also save face because he couldn't go too far to the peace treaty side of things, because there is a party just saying, you know what, yeah, we are going to beat this football team. You have to have that level of confidence. But he would have been better served had he not mentioned 0-16, 0-9, just simply kept it to the organization.
So the Jaguars are going to beat everybody but Tom Brady, okay. Hugh Jackson, he was asked if he'll use Gibson's comments as motivation for the team.
It's not about that. I don't think we need any motivation. We're 0-9 football team, so I don't think we're looking for anything. The opportunity to play is motivation enough for this football team. You know, we want to win. You know, that's what it's all about.
And he was right in his assessment, Ken. But guess what? If I can get anything where someone's disrespecting you, I'm going to show that, because here's what they think about. Here are your peers, not the media, not the fans, but here are your peers. This is what they think about you. What are you going to do about it? Because that's a different dynamic right there. When the people you go up against see you in a negative light, what are you going to do about it?
Finally, Hugh Jackson, the only way people are going to stop talking about him is when they win a game.
Anytime somebody says something about an organization and a football team, you want your people to be aware. But we've earned this. So people are going to say things. You guys say things. People say things all the time. We get it. You know, it ain't going to change till we change it. So the only way you change is start winning.
Rod Cherry, your feeling.
And that's the absolute truth. Until you get a win, and that's not just one's not going to do it. You've got to get three or four in order to have people stop taking you lightly and give you the respect that you want to go out there and earn.
All right, let's get to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We preview them. They come in 6-3, right in the thicket of the AFC South. And very, very good looking, too, because you have no idea what the Texans are going to do, but you kind of think that they're going to lose, my friend. I mean, they don't have much at the quarterback position. Tom Savage looked awful. The Colts are in a troublesome spot because they don't have any Andrew Luck. I know, Jacoby Brissett, who lost another game. Great. And then what else? Oh, you got the Titans, who are a tough football team. And I tell you what, I'll give Marcus Mariota credit. I don't know if you got a chance to watch a little bit of that game between the Bengals and the Titans.
Saw highlights.
The kid's playing hurt. Yeah. He's playing hampered, and he is a mobile quarterback. And he is definitely trying to stay back there. So them and the Jaguars, they're tied for the top spot of the AFC South. Let me ask you, though, which number one pick has had the biggest impact for the Jaguars this season? Jalen Ramsey, the number one pick last year, or Leonard Fournette? He was used with this year's number one pick for them.
Just because he's always seems to be in some type of controversy, I'm about to go with Jalen Ramsey and give the guy credit. He
really
is balling out. I mean, he's emerging as one of the top corners in the game in his second year, so you have to be impressed with that. And people making light of it, but the way in which he got the A.J. Green, that's next level for a young player to get to a veteran like that. And he stepped up. He's going against the top receivers each week. And what is this? This is a passing league. So he's holding his own. He plays a key part in that defense, because guess what? When you have a guy that can shut down one side of the field and take away that premier wide receiver, that frees you up on so many levels on the defensive side.
I think I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say Jalen Ramsey, too, because remember, Leonard Fournette was suspended for a week because he missed a team photo and he missed treatment, so they suspended him for a game. And you had Chris Ivory go out there and run the ball pretty well. So you know what? I think with that defense and the way they're playing, for all those reasons, Gerard, I agree with you, my friend. Who deserves more credit for the Jaguars' turnaround this year, Doug Marrone or Tom Coughlin?
You always want to give the credit to the head coach because he's with the guys every day. But I believe what Tom Coughlin sets the parameters for, as far as a coach is concerned, you have to give it to him because he frees Doug to be Doug and allows the rest of the organization to follow his stamp of approval, which old school, do it through grit and grind type of approach of football. So I have to say Tom, because he's at the top and he sets the tempo. So I'm going to give the credit to him.
You know, I'm surprised that we're agreeing again. And you know, I'm a fanboy for two guys, Peyton Manning growing up as a kid, and I'm a fanboy of Tom Coughlin growing up as a kid, because he always reminded me of my old high school football coach, because they look exactly the same. The resemblance is uncanny and they act the same. And I got to tell you, I love Tom Coughlin. I think that he's a great coach, and I think that he's doing a great job as an administrator. I think this was an organization that needed change from the top on down. They needed discipline. Mm-hmm. They've had strict discipline there. Now, Doug Marrone is a disciplinarian in his own right. Absolutely. I'll give him credit where it's deserved. He's been a cantankerous person and a controversial figure at times, going back to the Bills days. But he has proven to be a very fine coach, and Tom Coughlin is a very fine coach. And I think that is what that organization has needed. They've had strong wills in there, and they've been lockstep so far, and they have had a lot of accountability and a lot of discipline for a team that was craving it. Who's the best player to ever suit up for the Jaguars?
In my mind is Jimmy Smith, and there's a reason why.
Okay.
When I played with the Saints, He must have beat us for like 200-something yards of receiving, and it was one of the best pro performances I ever seen, witnessed, and unfortunately had the not so much of a privilege to take part of, in which he just dominated us in all facets of receiving that particular night. So I have to give it to Jimmy Smith because of the great performance, so much so I haven't forgot the performance.
Tony Boselli?
You could make that argument.
Tony Boselli's
because he's one of the better tackles ever played a game.
Brunell. Jimmy Smith is definitely... I mean, Jimmy Smith might be the guy. You know what? I'm going to make it 3-for-3. I'm going to be nice this week. I'm going to agree with Gerard.
About time you woke up.
We're getting scowls. We're getting scouts from the executive producer. Like, nah, I didn't set this up for you to agree with him. I'm agree with Gerard. Gerard played against the guy. I'm going to give Gerard that credit. Yeah, Jimmy Smith, best person ever to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up next, the voice of your Cleveland Browns, one of the best guys we've ever run across, Jim Donovan, going to join us next on the show. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Belong, stand out, go far with Bowling Green State University. BGSU is nationally recognized for high-impact student programs such as service learning, student research, first-year communities, and study abroad. Learn more at bgsu.edu.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey Browns fans, this is Fred from Antonio's Pizza. I'm proud to announce that we are now the hometown pizza partner of the Cleveland Browns. Try our new Browns Pepperoni Touchdown Pizza. It's our traditional crust topped with extra provolone cheese, hand-cut, and Old World pepperoni. For a limited time, get a 12-inch Browns Touchdown Pizza or your favorite 12-inch two-topping pizza for just $12. Antonio's Pizza. We're hometown like your Cleveland Browns.
Three numbers, 529. That could be
on the 5, 2nd and 9.
Or it could be
52-9, a blowout.
It could be a snap count.
5, 29, cut.
But you know what it really is? The best way to save for college. College Advantage is Ohio's 529 college savings plan, and you really ought to have one for every child. With big tax perks, it helps you grow your college fund. Learn more and enter to win a college savings award at collegeadvantage.com/Browns.
Belong, stand out, go far with Bowling Green State University. BGSU is nationally recognized for high-impact student programs such as service learning, student research, first-year communities, and study abroad. Learn more at bgsu.edu.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Watershed Distillery's been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and starting distilling. Their bourbon is, and other local spirits have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon is available now at liquor stores all throughout Cleveland. With that, we welcome in the voice of your Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, who joins us on the hotline tonight. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you guys.
Jim, first off, let's assess what happened against the Detroit Lions. How do you think that DeShone Kizer played, and then, of course, the rest of the team?
You know, I thought he played really well. I did. I thought that that was by any stretch of the imagination, I thought that that was his best game that he's played from start to finish. And, you know, it had some It had some highs. It had a couple of, you know, mysterious lows. It had an injury. It had him coming back into the game. It showed some toughness. But I thought when you measure that game from start to finish and everything that happened in between, and then take a look at his other games, I think that, you know, that was by far his best game. I thought he led the team. He led them with some fire. He ran the ball pretty effectively. He ran it one time too many, obviously, down by the goal line. But I thought when he got knocked out of the game, I think the team suffered. And then when he got back into the game, it was a little bit late because they were down by a couple of scores at that point in time. And that's the magic number, guys. When they go down by more than one score, it's difficult for them to come back from that kind of deficit. But he still moved the team. So I would think going into this game on Sunday against what looks to be really good Jacksonville defense, it will be interesting to watch him play again, and hopefully, you know, he'll continue to improve.
And, Jim, if we see continual improvement from Deshaun coupled with wins, what do you think that does for his future as the face and quarterback of this organization?
Well, it's an interesting twist, Gerard, because, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago everybody would say, well, the Browns were at the top of the draft and they got to go right back into the quarterback pool again and see if they can find the right quarterback to come in and go into the rookie class coming into the NFL again and probably use their first pick, which could be right up at the tippity top of the draft at the number one selection. Now, I don't know if a lot has changed, but it gives you reason to take a second or a third look, whatever it is, at Kizer and watch him play. And I think the beauty of what's in front of us right now in regards to the quarterback position is that he is playing and he's got seven more opportunities to go out and play. And if he continues to improve, then I think you have to, you know, take a good hard look at that and say, all right, is it enough that you would say he definitely is the guy, definitively he's our guy, and we're going to move forward with him and take care of the other many needs that we have along both sides of the football, offensively and defensively in the draft, and not go right up at the top of the draft and have to pick a quarterback. Now, I don't think that they are locked in on a decision either way yet, and I think that's why it's good to see him play week in and week out.
Jim, what does Corey Coleman add to this offense? Other than, yeah, they need some talent, they need some guys who can fly high on that wide receiver. Does it open up the thing? Does it open up more possibilities for them against a good defense?
Well, I would think so, Ken, because I think that you can analyze Kizer's game a great deal, and you can talk about how he throws the ball and where he throws the ball, but, you know, it's not a complete story because of the lack of production and proficiency, I think, from the wide receiver group. So Coleman going in, you know, jump-starts that, you know, a good deal. I don't know if it's a great deal. I mean, he's been off a while now since the second game of the season, but he's a guy that, you know, he's a first-round pick that I think that they still want to be very excited about. But just in the fact that he's a receiver that can cause some problems for a defense, he gives the quarterback an opportunity to get some big yardage and some big plays, and I think a confidence factor that you're going to throw it to him and he's going to make a play for you, I think that helps everybody, specifically the quarterback, and I think it helps the offense. Now, you know, again, you have to measure it and take a look at this and say he hasn't played in a long, long time, so is he going to jump right out and make big plays? We would hope so, but I think realistically you have to say it might be a week in and week out thing that hopefully he'll, you know, he'll get progress as he goes along. But I think it really helps the quarterback a great deal.
And, Jim, we gain Corey Coleman, but we lose Jamie Collins. Who in your mind on defense needs to step up to help fill the void and loss of Collins' production and his leadership?
Well, that's you know, I don't know if one guy can do that, and I don't know if any of the linebackers that we currently have right now, I think that would be an awful lot to ask Joe Schobert to do. I think Kirksey's been having a pretty good year. It's a different kind of situation, but I think, you know, you would look to him to probably, you know, step up a great deal. I know Burgess is going to get the opportunity to play there. You know, in the absence of Jamie Collins, I felt that when Burgess played and when he was healthy And when Collins was out before in concussion protocol, I thought that Burgess did a pretty good job. He's an intriguing young player. But I would say this, Gerard, guys like, Miles Garrett and Ogba and players like that, and somebody in the secondary, is going to have to step up. I think the secondary had a tough game on Sunday. I think Jamar Taylor had a tough game. I think Kindred had a tough game. So some guys are going to have to start making some plays. But I would look to those young guys, who are high draft choices, Peppers, Garrett, and Ogba from a couple of years ago, to really start making some plays. I mean, that's why they were brought here, and that's why they were selected where they were when they came to the Browns.
Jim, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good rest of your night.
You too. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, joining us on the show. Jack Racino is the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. When you bring your 2017 home game ticket stubs to Jack, you could win free play, Jack points, dining offers, and so much more. Stop by weekly through January 1st to participate. When we come back, we'll tell you what's going on with the Hugh Jackson Show coming up on Thursday night as we'll be on the road and what we're looking for against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, it's Riz for Universal Windows Direct. Right now, for every window you buy, get the next one free, no limits, and zero financing, 36 months. Some restrictions apply, plus free installation. Lower your energy bills with custom-made, beautiful replacement windows from Universal Windows Direct. Act now to take advantage of zero financing, 36 months. Call for a free in-home estimate, 216-518-8900, or universalwindowsdirect.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer, and I've got some great news. Northeast Factory Direct is back on the east side, about 50% ready to go. They're just getting going, but there's a lot of furniture to look at as they get ready for the big grand opening November 24th. The new east side Northeast Factory Direct is in the old B&B Appliance building on Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid. They're doing it the same way they always have. If you want nice things for your home, go see them. West 140th in Cleveland are now open in the old B&B Appliance on Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid. Shop anytime at northeastfactorydirect.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
Hi, gang. Riz here. You know my family and I will be enjoying our delicious turkey this Thanksgiving from where else? Acme Fresh Markets. I want to invite you to shop Acme. Plus, get this. All sizes of turkey are only 59 cents a pound. You will not find a better price in town. Or try one of my favorites at Acme Fresh Market Grade A Gold Standard Turkey. My family looks forward to it all year long. How about a certified Angus Beef Prime Rib Roast? Or an Acme Fresh Market spiral sliced ham. All will be on my table. All are delicious. All available at Acme. Shop the Acme Bakery for your holiday meal, too. Fresh baked pies, homemade rolls, everything your family needs. And, of course, the beverage department. At an Acme Fresh Market, it is unparalleled. Pick up some wine or craft beer. There are so many different choices to choose from. On behalf of everyone at Acme Fresh Market, I would like to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember, acmestores.com.
For the first time ever, full shows wherever you go. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com.
The Cleveland Browns will host their annual first... 10 food drive before the Browns take on the Jaguars this Sunday. Greater Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will begin collecting donations outside of First Energy Stadium starting at 11 a.m. through kickoff. Prior to entering the stadium, fans with or without tickets are encouraged to drop off non-perishable canned food items. Monetary contributions will also be accepted, with each dollar donated being enough to provide 4 nutritious meals to individuals in the greater Cleveland area. Please donate this Sunday and help us help others this holiday season. Ken Carmen alongside of Jerod Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns preview show. And we got the Hugh Jackson show happening Thursday night from 7 to 8. We'll be at Rival Sports Grill on Smith Road in Middleburg Heights. Stop by and meet guard Joel Batonio. Register to win great prizes from Bud Light and enjoy Bud Light specials all throughout the evening. A fantastic time for everybody involved. We love going out to Rival. It's going to be a great time with us and our friends from Bud Light. What to Watch For, presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. Jerod, what are we looking forward to? This is going to be a big game. Jaguars come in 6-3. They're looking to get some real distance between them and 500 and maybe take the Ted Nugent-style stranglehold of the AFC South.
Gut check game, because you're going against a very physical football team. They like to run the football. They make no bones about it. And they're also a very physical defense as well. So you're going to have probably poor conditions from a weather standpoint. So go out there and play a different brand of football, which is old school, grinded, tough man win. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who's a tougher and better football team. Will it be the team that Deshaun Gibson declared should be 0-16, or will it be a football team that finally rises to the occasion and goes out there and grabs a victory?
Well, I tell you, it's going to be very interesting to see the way that this offensive line plays. Two-fifths mm-hmm. of the offensive line that started out the season are going to be down. I don't worry much about Spencer Drango. I really don't. I think that Spencer's
game
been a good kid. He's been a very good player, and if they win some games, he is a game ball candidate. I think you're right about that. On the other side, though, if Zach Banner has to go, it's been a tenuous career so far for Zach Banner. It's been a little bit tough, and I'm going to be worried about him over the right side, because Sean Coleman has had his ups and downs this year. I don't think he's as bad as what some critics have said about him. If he's able to go, I'll feel better. I know that Zach has been around for a while, and he has a little bit of experience within the blocking scheme, but I'd like to see Sean Coleman, the guy that they drafted, have a little bit more experience out there as well, because I still don't think that Sean has done a poor job whatsoever this year. So hopefully he will be back from the concussion. Again, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura and I, Joel Batonio, will join us live from Rivals in Middleburg Heights. Sunday, 9 a.m., Browns game day. Cherry and I, 10 a.m. Matt Wilhelm joins us. 11 a.m. the Cleveland Browns kickoff show with Tony Rizzo, and then 1 p.m. for the first time in what seems like forever, live from First Energy Stadium, kickoff between the Jacksonville Jaguars and your Cleveland Browns with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. For Meredith Kane, our big-time producer back at our network studios, and for Jason Gibbs and Jerod Cherry, I'm Ken Carmen, thanking you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The Browns Give Back are calling all Browns fans to support the First and 10 food drive to help those in need this holiday season. Prior to the Browns-Jaguars game on November 19th, non-perishable food items and cash donations will be collected by volunteers at the gates of First Energy Stadium from 11 a.m. through kickoff to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Help others through the First and 10 movement and support the Cleveland Browns First and 10 food drive on November 19th.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the best promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And now we want to give you the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free when you text MORE to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting MORE to 88988. That's M-O-R-E to 88988.
Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what will happen this year. I know we'll be a better team. So I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team. I just think we're fortunate to have you as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with the community. I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The Really Big Show. Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. The Insiders with Aaron Goldhammer. Featuring Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst. Weekdays at 5. ESPN 850